Hey guys, welcome back to Chatting with Katrina. It is May 4th. This is the 10th episode. I am so excited today because this been actually, it actually been like 2 days since I haven't been on this, you know, thing. So, you know, I just left it on, you know, just for a little bit, just editing and all this other stuff. So that's what I did. So we're gonna do a Q&A and all that tomorrow because it's gonna be fun. Okay, so I got hella fucking tea to tell you guys today because, man, my whole entire week been just selecting with lecture. So I was in the car with my dad and we was driving by an accident and he went and just like stopped, like at the side of the highway. You know where the side of the highway where you have to stop and you just like put your hazard lights on. And he just went out the car to see what's going on because the guy has smacked into the Amazon truck with his car. And it just like, to me, guys, listen, please. Do not speed on the highway. I don't care if it's a highway and you could just drive. You have to pay attention to where you guys are going. You have to, because if you don't pay attention to where you are going, you're going to lose your life. You're going to do whatever it takes. You can't just like just drive out of nowhere and just start not paying attention, or drunk or high. One of the two. Just pay attention, guys. Just pay attention, because we don't live forever, guys. Life is too short for us to keep on driving too fast and speeding up like that. It is, you know? And the guy just, like, I don't know, he just smacked into the Amazon truck. Like, his truck was, like, smacked. Just smashed in. And the big-ass Amazon truck started just like sitting on the side, just right on the side of the highway next to the trees and shit. And when my dad just came back to the car, the policeman and fireman said that the guy was unresponsive. So it was really scary. I'm just like, how is he unresponsive? This is crazy, you know? I don't think it's crazy, but I think it's like crazy that you're speeding and you know this is like bad, you know. And the other guy, like, it's not no other guy, but it was someone else in that car with him. Someone was there, but I was watching a video on Facebook. It was an accident that happened. I think it was in a different city or something, and this guy was speeding through a stop sign. His car flipped over onto somebody's lawn. I keep trying to say yawn. Onto somebody's lawn. And it was a few people who was unresponsive. It was a few people who lived and had injuries. It was really scary because I'd be telling people, like, slow down. There's no need for you to speed. You can't just be speeding like that, you know? And then sometimes accidents happen by, if a person's walking across the street and people just rushing to go, like they just speed through the freaking light, like they don't see nobody. Especially with these kids who walking off and on the buses. Now, I'm gonna talk about the buses, guys. I'm actually gonna talk about the buses. Slow down. Because if you see a kid that's trying to get on the bus, okay, in the morning for school, I don't care if you have somewhere to go, slow the hell down and stop. Don't just keep going like it's the end of the world. It's not, because it's a life that's out here. You can't just like keep going, you know? We all have lives too, but you need to understand that's your life that you're gonna risk as well, you know? It's a point about it. And then you wanna know what's crazy, okay, in my city, all right? It was a law is where if the person hits you with their car, okay? Because, you know, the city got the most fucking crazy law. And if you want to know what city is this, let me know. But anyways, dude, I'm going to tell you something. It's no lie, no joke. If your car if it's fucked up by a person. Okay, do you know that you gotta pay for their fucking shit and you can't pay for theirs? Well, they can't pay for your shit, I mean. Dude. I wouldn't even stay up in this city if this is gonna happen. Oh my god. Why? Oh, what the fuck did I do? Oh god. Oh my god. It's like, I just exited out. I'm like, oh my god, did I just exit it out? Yes, I did. Okay. So, you have to be careful as well, guys. Like, pay attention to where you are, your directions. Make sure you don't speed these lights. Don't be speeding through these cars and shit. Don't be going crazy when it comes to the road. Because I know it's maybe your first time driving. I know maybe it's not going to be your first time driving, but stop speeding. Like, for real. Like, you're going to lose a person's life because of the speeding. Because of all the stuff that you're doing. That leads stress to more and others and your family as well, because your family might be like, wait a minute, how did that happen? You know, they be gonna ask hella questions. They gonna be like upset, like, how the fuck did she or he did it? You know, no one have no time for shit to keep happening. You know, they might not, like, people cannot keep on burying everybody. It's bad enough that this, you know, this disease is happening. Why in the hell do you want to speed up and just drive and do all this other shit and then lose your life? We know everything happens, you know, shit happens, but it's no sense of you speeding, you know. So I'm actually grateful that I'm staying safe, you know, putting my seatbelt on, looking at the road, and not just being an asshole. That's how I am, you know. And, you know, that's just crazy. Like, it's plenty of videos on Facebook and stuff that people be speeding and stuff, making car accidents, or people be trying to, like, purposely damage a car and won't care. Like, there have been videos on Facebook about this, and it's actually crazy, you know, right now. So, there have been a lot of videos out here that is involving car accidents on Facebook. That's involving a lot of stuff and people's not taking it serious. Or they'll blame the person in the comment section and be like, well, but that's, you know, the other person's fault because they should have moved out the way. They should have moved out the way. How the fuck is they gonna move out the way? That's the person in the car's fault for fucking driving too fast. You know, I don't get how people could comment something stupid. Like, some people will comment something really, really stupid. I hate when I look through the comment section on Facebook. I really hate doing that. Like, every time when you look on the comment section, somebody is always saying something retarded. Somebody is always saying something stupid. Like, they will do their best while they can just to sit here and be like, well, the president says something. And then I'll be like, what? How the fuck you gonna blame the president just because somebody put a needle through their veins just to put Clorox in them? I don't get this. I don't even get this. And I'm not even talking about that either. But I still don't get it. You know? So that's the only thing I don't get about the speeding and the driving. Which I'm saying, we don't supposed to speed through no traffic light, no nothing. Even if it has, like, the lights flashing on and off and stuff. You know, the signal caution lights. We don't speed. We need to be careful. Because one day, we will regret of speeding this shit. One day, we will regret of everything we done. That's one day. Alright guys, we're going to be on a break. Guys, I am back. So, we was talking about accidents today, like, you can't be speeding, you know, all the time, because, like, speeding, especially you can't be speeding, period. Speeding is bad for you. Now, we're going to talk about something that is not going to be prepared with speeding, because I'm just, like, over speeding, you know. Man. So, we're going to talk about something that's not particular, but well, repair to speedy, because I keep saying prepare, but I'm meaning repair to speeding, okay? All right, so, and the moon looks so beautiful tonight. I just don't see, why is the moon so beautiful? Especially, like, when it's out. Like, I'm doing the broadcast at night today because it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. All right, so, the topic is for today, well, for tonight, I meant, is that, what will the topic be? Oh, yeah, I know what the topic is about today, because it just pushed me there. All right, so can you stay, like, 1 or 2 feet apart from each other? Like, can you, like, do that? Because, like, I know when I was at the park yesterday, and it was Edgewater, and those of you who don't know where Edgewater is, it's in Cleveland, guys, if you don't know where that is, it was, like, hella fucking people there. It's like thousands of people at Edgewater, and I'm like, wait a minute, so you mean to tell me if we have to stay 5 feet apart, how the hell we gonna stay 5 feet apart if there's like a lot of people going all up in Edgewater just chilling, having fun, you know? Who cares? They say, you know, like, nobody cares, you know, we all just gonna be just walking around. We'll stay 5 feet apart, but what about thousands of people? Okay, there's people who ride in motorcycles down there. They sitting down together. They just like chilling together. Like, they just doing all of that, you know. They just chilling together, and that's the only way how people bond. Like, they bond because they want to be closer to their friends. They bond because they don't want to sit in the house all day. Okay, they bond because no one does not want to sit in one house all freaking weekend. I know they said, well, how about August? But then they trying to change it to a different place. Like, wait a minute. And then my only question is, why is the strip clubs open at this time? I'm wondering why. Like, there are some strip clubs here that's open, and there's some are not. But I'm still wondering, like, why are the strip clubs are open? And why is, like, half of the bars are open at this time? So I'm just thinking, like, wait a minute. Y'all talking about, you know, closing down early. But half of the strip clubs are open, guys. Half of the strip clubs are open. Really? And then you want to know what's crazy? So, this mall in Strongsville was open as well. Okay? I'm telling you, when the malls and shit is open, everything's going to be packed. This ain't going to be no, oh, stay away 6 feet apart again. No, it's going to be hella packed. I don't care what people say. It's going to be really packed. Like, super packed. Nobody wouldn't care anymore. The movie theaters will be packed again. Everything's gonna be super packed because we won't even, like, us human beings, all right, we are good human beings, but most of us would not care because we would keep going just doing whatever the fuck we're doing, like, normally. Donut shops will be open, anything will be freaking open, and nobody won't be for sure if it's gonna be open or not, but still, like, come on, you know, like, that's all I'm gonna say. Like, the whole entire park was filled with a lot of people, only a little bit of people at the beaches, but when you go at the end of the parks, like, where people play, take their dogs and stuff, it was filled with people. It was, like, literally filled with people. It was, like, crazy, you know. It was a lot of dogs outside walking, dogs barking, everything. It was, like, good. Oh, now there's a dog barking. There you go. They're fighting. Hold on. Uh-oh. They're about to get it. Somebody about to get it. The dogs is barking at each other. All you hear is ruff, 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 ruff. Like, dang, my neighbor's dogs is going at it. Ooh. They like, I don't get how you have two dogs and they start barking at each other. Oh no, they start barking at each other. They say some roof, 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 roof. I'm like, wait, what? At the middle of the night? Seriously, it's the middle of the night? Come on now. It's the middle of the night? No. Get the rhythm in the middle of the night. Don't worry about your life. Just don't worry about it, guys. Anyways, I don't know why I was on, because I was just too busy looking out my window like, wait a minute. I hear dogs barking, but where the freak are they? And they both just barking at each other. Roof, 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 roof. Like, wait, wait, what? Yeah, so I just hear like a lot of stuff outside, because it's just like, no. Like, my window is right in front of my face. And I sleep right next to the window. And I'm just looking at the moon, because the moon looks so beautiful tonight. But without the moon, the earth, we would not have no nighttime, okay? We would not, like, sleep. It's just gonna be all freaking daylight. And at the same time, the waves in the water would not be waving. So it's just like, it's gonna be so much people should learn about the moons. Like, without the moon here, we wouldn't have anything done, I guess. And we wouldn't be having no sleep temporarily. We'll be like sleeping during the day type of shit, because it shows us hours. Like, the moon tells us like what time it is, what time like the day it is, or what day should we like get up, or what day should we go on. Because without the moon, it wouldn't be no night, you know, none of that. Nothing that can go on. It wouldn't be no night ever during the day. So it wouldn't be nothing going on, because it's the moon. We should appreciate that we got the moon. And then without the sun, I will tell you what happens when we don't get no sun. It was just, it would be plain as dark, okay? And then the earth will be cold, freezing. Seriously. The sun helps our earth, you know, warm. It keeps our earth like living. Just like the human body, the sun helps the earth keep the human body warm and stuff. But the earth would not do shit about the sun. It would just go float away in time and space. Wouldn't care. It'd just go float. So the freaking earth would just float away. Or worse, just break up to pieces. I don't want to think about that, but it's just something to even think about. Like, don't say I want to get rid of the moon and the sun, because we can't do nothing about that, seriously. So, you know, just think of a different planet that will survive without two of those things. That'll be weird though. But if there's existing of a planet that survived without the moon and the sun, it will be totally really cool if that can happen. But we don't have a planet that's like this, so I don't know if we do. We just gotta see, you know. Imagine if we have a planet that's just like that, you know. But anyways, I was talking about, what the freak, what I was talking about before I heard the dogs barking. Oh, Lord. I was talking about, Jesus, what I was talking about. See, now I just took off of the thing what I was just talking about. Like, I don't know what I was talking about for real. RJ the Reaper started like a live video. I'm looking at his live video. But anyways, I had no idea what I was talking about, guys, because I was talking about totally something different, and it's about the sun and the moon. And then I started talking about the dog's neighbors, whatever I was talking about along with that conversation. But I did miss out on something that I did want to say, and now I don't know what the freak I was saying. So, Lord, guys, this 10th episode is going to be a little bit of disaster today. It'll be fine, but the days will be better and good. Just be careful, be safe, wash your hands at all times, okay? Don't freak out on every little thing that's going on out here, because we need to be brave just to we need to be brave just to survive, guys. We need to be brave just to survive, because that will be the good point about it. And if you guys are that upset about going to the store and they don't require like masks for you to wear on your face, make your own, okay? And if you want to buy your own mask, buy it. But don't complain, guys. Like, stop acting like everything is harsh. If you don't see people walking in the store with the mask, don't look at them like they funny, okay? Just like mind your business and walk in the dang store. That's what everybody do now, because it's just like, we just need to just be brave. Just stop worrying about it. Because before this shit happened, nobody was not worrying about what everybody else was doing. Nobody was worrying, oh, what is she wearing? Is she wearing this? Is she wearing that? Or why is she talking on the phone? Or all this other shit. Just stop. Like, come on. We We need to be brave human beings. We need to work together. That's what's happening now. We're not working together. We're not trying to figure out a way to do a lot of things because not everybody could afford getting face masks or anything like that. So help other people out too, you know, on that situation. You know, like, a lot of people cannot, like, we can't, some of us right now, just like me, we cannot afford face masks, man. You know, it's just so much that we can understand that we could get. But we cannot just, like, look at a person like, ugh, she ain't wearing a face mask. What is that? Or, ew, she's wearing a face mask. She might got this, like, but you don't know if she got something. You know, you don't know what she had. You can't judge a person just because they're wearing a face mask. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't hurt or fight a person just because they're wearing a face mask either. Because the same way that you need it, you need to stop, like, fighting a person. Like, I see people today who does shit like this. Like, when a person's wearing a face mask, they start, like, threatening people and shit. And that's the only thing that I'm fearing, too, in the world. But you just gotta be careful. Like, just stop threatening people for what they're doing. Because what if they just walked into the store and minding their business because they're wearing the face mask, they're trying to buy some stuff? So, guys, be calm. Especially where you're working, still be calm. You know, just be calm, guys. You know, and, you know, I'm just saying, just work together and we all just stay calm. And, you know, we can't, like, hug people now and stuff. We can't give nobody hugs now. So, just, you know, pray for them or something. Because we can't give nobody hugs and it sucks. We used to and now it's a new move. Ew. Ew. I'm sorry, but I feel like this got to change with the not hugging. I want to hug my cousin right now. I want to hug my baby. I want to do something. I want to hug my partner. I want to hug my best friend. We can't even hug. We had to elbow each other. Elbow. Elbow is the most thing ever that we have to do now. But I don't think it's stupid. But I'm just like, this is the new thing now. We have to elbow. 2020 is the elbow. We can't high five. We got to elbow. Oh, like, we'll see from that trend, but we is not going to elbow each other forever. So, guys, if you still want the new high five back, let's work together and get rid of this thing. Because I heard that there was protesting in my city. Okay, now that's the only tea that I want to talk about today. So there was protesting going on in my city today, and it was down at the city council place, and it was over, like, the weirdest, dumbest shit ever. Like, I don't know what is what, but it's like, if you don't want to stay in the fucking house all day, they didn't say, hey, you gotta stay in the freaking house. No, they say you can't stay in the house. Like, you gotta stay in the house, but not go outside at night. I mean, but it's like, come on, if you don't want to stay in the house, and my advice is just to walk outside, because we're not one of these cities that we're strict where you can't be outside during the day or night. We're not, so just don't do that. It goes to people who just want to go down there and protest over something stupid. I'm like, why won't y'all just go down and protest to DC if that's the issue? You know? Because we're not the only ones in this city that's having some weird ass problems, though. You know? And they go just having these signs up and shit. I'm just like, wow. Having foul language towards each other. What? Seriously? Literally? No. And I better not hear, oh, well, we've been told to eject ourselves with Clorox. And you're dumb enough for rejecting yourself with Clorox because you believe what everybody hear, what they say. Technically, stop believing it. And then at the same time, they was like, just marching. I don't know. It's just like, it's really weird because it's like, okay, one, it's good to protest because we do have a right to protest. But why protest about staying inside your house? I don't get this shit. Like, normally some people should do that. Okay? If you want to walk around outside and enjoy your summer, do it. But there's reasons why every event is getting canceled. You know, there's a lot of reasons why. So, if that's the reason why they're protesting about that. But they, like, canceling a lot of events because of a reason. They didn't just do it without no reason. They just did it for a reason, you know. And my city just going through a lot of shit right now, you know. It's just not like, you know, to where they go protest it. But then there was a lot of people at Edgewater, and then there was there's just so much going on, you know. You don't even know, like, how to explain it. It's hard for me to explain it because I don't even watch the news that much at home. To be honest, I don't. But I do look at it on Twitter and stuff, and I'm like, seriously? You know, you can't even take a break without drama heading your way. But like I even commented before, like, guys, if you want to fix something, just march down to Washington, D.C., because there have been plenty of marches going down there before. Come on. I think so. I mean, just let me know, you know. But by the way, I'm going to just get off of here. If you guys want to follow me on Spotify, other type of places where they do podcasts, be free to do it. And if you like this, you know, podcast, just like it. Enjoy it. Because we're going to be weird on here, you know. Let's do some fun stuff and have some fun and enjoy it and drink some tea. And if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it's Katrina0083. You know, Katrina Woods. You know, just follow by that. Just do something kind of cool. But Katrina0083. Katrina0083. Something like that. So you gotta follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. I will give you the Snapchat link. But anyways, if you guys just follow me, I will love that. Love it. And updates on when I do my podcasts and stuff. But I would love it, you know. But anyways, support this project. Support this podcast and do good on it. Because if you support my podcast, I would be gladly to do more podcasts in the future and do more of it. Because the 10th episode, I don't think will be the last episode. You know, I thought of it, but I don't know. So let's do it. Let's make this whole entire season great. See you guys later. Bye-bye.